Picture a world where buying a home costs 15 times your annual salary, where you're expected to navigate thousands of financial products with zero training, and where admitting you don't understand money feels more shameful than discussing your deepest secrets. This isn't some dystopian future. It's the reality millions face today. The 2008 financial crisis didn't just collapse markets. It shattered the illusion that our parents' financial roadmap still works. What emerged from those ruins was a generation asking a simple question nobody seemed able to answer. How do you actually manage money when all the old rules are broken? This isn't about becoming rich or mastering complex financial instruments. It's about something more fundamental, understanding the money that flows through your life every single day and making it work for you instead of against you. Housing has transformed from a basic need into an impossible luxury. In London, a 25-year-old would need to earn nearly 16 times their typical salary to afford an average home. A third of millennials will likely rent forever, watching their money disappear into someone else's mortgage while building no equity. The rental market feels rigged. Agents charge excessive fees, landlords evict with minimal notice, and deposits mysteriously shrink. But knowledge creates leverage. Renting directly from landlords cuts costs and provides stability. Understanding your rights, mandatory deposit protection schemes, proper tenancy agreements, transforms you from victim to informed participant. Document everything with photos, get receipts, and know that most tenancies are assured shorthold, giving you specific legal protections. For those attempting to buy, obstacles multiply. Banks stress test whether you could handle interest rates 3 percentage points higher. The Bank of Mum and Dad became Britain's 9th largest mortgage lender, funding over a quarter of property transactions. Government schemes like Help to Buy offer lifelines, but each comes wrapped in complexity, demanding careful navigation. Not all debt deserves equal panic. Student loans function like a graduate tax payments. Payments only trigger above certain income thresholds, disappear if you earn less, and involve no bailiffs. Most graduates never fully repay them before they're written off after 30 years, making early repayment often wasteful for average earners. At the opposite extreme, payday loans are financial poison, with effective interest rates exceeding 1,500%. The real damage comes when mortgage lenders see that payday loan in your history and reject your application. Credit cards sit between these extremes. Used strategically, paying full balances monthly, leveraging 0% periods, earning cash back, they're genuinely useful. Used carelessly, they'll quietly drain thousands in interest. Surprisingly, overdrafts can be more predatory than payday loans. Going 100 overdrawn for a month can cost 179 with some banks versus just 24 for a payday loan. If you're living in your overdraft, calculate what it's actually costing and consider alternatives, like 0% money transfer cards. Car finance deserves similar scrutiny. Those appealing monthly payments often hide balloon payments and mileage restrictions that make ownership far more expensive than it appears. Budgeting feels like financial vegetables because confronting spending patterns means facing uncomfortable truths about our choices and limitations. Yet without this foundation, every financial goal becomes exponentially harder. The Japanese understood this through Kakebo, a mindful budgeting method treating money as deserving conscious attention rather than passive neglect. Start with brutal honesty about actual income and expenses. Whether using a notebook, handwriting aids retention, spreadsheet, or apps like Monzo, the tool matters less than the commitment to look. The 50-20-30 rule, 50% to essentials, 20% to savings or debt, 30% to discretionary spending, provides a framework, though today's housing costs challenge many. Small expenses accumulate dramatically. That $3.99 work lunch costs over $1,000 annually. Modern banking apps like Monzo and Starling provide real-time categorized spending and automatic roundups, sending spare change to savings. 3 months of essential expenses saved transforms financial stress into stability. Understanding behavioral economics, how we anchor to arbitrary prices, overvalue sales, and follow herd mentality allows more rational choices rather than unconscious manipulation. Once you've created breathing room through budgeting, where should this money live? Traditional savings accounts offer depressing returns. When accounts pay 1.3% while inflation runs at 2.3%, you're losing money in real terms. Match account types to timeframes and goals. Current accounts sometimes beat savings accounts, plus switching bonuses net 100 or more. ISAs shelter $20,000 annually from tax. First-time buyers gain advantages through help-to-buy ISAs or lifetime ISAs, which add a 25% government bonus. Set calendar reminders when promotional rates end. Banks count on inertia, often dropping bonus rates to 0.01% after a year. Investing intimidates most people, yet it's surprisingly straightforward and essential for long-term wealth building. Companies sell shares, literal pieces of ownership, to raise capital. Investment funds pool money across many assets, reducing risk. You don't need wealth to start. Some platforms accept $1 minimums. The key is time. Invest for at least 5 years, preferably decades. Those who panicked during 2008 locked in losses. Those who stayed invested recovered. Fees dramatically impact returns. Passive tracker funds mirror market indexes, like the FTSE 100, charging lower fees than actively managed funds while delivering comparable or better returns. For beginners, robo-advisors offer ready-made portfolios requiring minimal knowledge. Investing $50 monthly from a child's birth could grow to approximately $17,400 by age 18 at 5% annual growth. Compound interest, earning returns on your returns, rewards early starters far more than those contributing larger amounts later. Pensions are the most powerful wealth-building tool available. Today's 25-year-old women have a 91% chance of reaching 100, potentially 40 years of retirement to fund on a state pension of just $8,546 annually. Auto-enrollment workplace pensions are essentially free money. You contribute 4%, your employer adds 3%, and the government chips in 1% through tax relief. Opting out means rejecting this gift. Most people remain in cautious default funds that limit growth. For younger workers with decades until retirement, staying in these conservative investments can cost an estimated $180,000 over a lifetime. Switching to more adventurous funds when young allows time to weather market fluctuations while capturing higher returns. Financial planners suggest having your annual salary saved by 30, 3 times by 40, and 10 times by retirement. Understanding tax basics saves thousands. Pension contributions reduce taxable income. Each one saved costs only 80p for basic rate taxpayers, 60p for higher rate. ISAs shelter investment returns from tax. The Rent-A-Room scheme allows $7,500 tax-free income from lodgers. These aren't loopholes. They're government incentives designed to help you build wealth. Money isn't just numbers. It's emotion, power, and identity wrapped in currency. Despite sharing intimate details online, most people avoid discussing income or debt, creating relationship landmines. Joint accounts link credit histories. If one person empties the account or runs up debt, both are responsible. In Britain, common law marriage has no legal standing. The 3.3 million cohabiting couples have minimal automatic rights if relationships end. Moving into a partner's property without being on the mortgage leaves you vulnerable with no ownership rights, even after decades. Money and mental health intertwine deeply. People with unmanageable debt are 33% more likely to develop depression and anxiety, while 24% of UK adults lack confidence managing money. Social media intensifies this pressure, making financial struggles feel like personal failures. Consider how your money impacts the world. Switching to green energy suppliers is the easiest environmental action. Ethical banks like Tridos offer transparency, and many pension schemes offer ethical alternatives to default funds that may conflict with your values. Understanding money is self-defense and empowerment. This isn't about becoming wealthy. It's about removing anxiety from financial forces shaping your life. Your relationship with money shapes everything. Where you live, what work you pursue, how you handle emergencies, whether your later years bring security or struggle. Financial literacy isn't really about money. It's about freedom, security, and the power to build the life you actually want.